ELG Music Group presents Saucy Talk Podcast. It's your boy ELG. We back. Part two of the Year of the Donut. The second one ran under the High Vital episode, so I'm making this episode as well. Did that on accident, but you can find it on the most recent. The second from recent episode. Yeah, so we up in here, man. It's about 2 p.m. We was rocking out like, 1 o'clock in the morning? We was rocking out early in the morning, you feel me? I got them gems out to y'all, hopefully, y'all. You feel me? Y'all got to it. Y'all got to it, because I'm dropping gems today. I mean, I always do that. Just follow what I preach. Follow what I speak. Sip of Moscato, 2 in the afternoon. I know y'all miss me because I miss y'all, big-headed motherfuckers. So, let me take a sip. Really? Get my mind right. Now, what I want to talk about is the dating scene. I know y'all like, yes, finally. Now sit back, roll your woods up, your little spliffs, drink, crack your tall can, and listen up. You feel me? We're gonna talk about it. I want updates on everybody that's been taking my. Taking the sauce I've been providing and what y'all been doing with it. Like, literally, what the hell y'all been doing with it? Give me updates and shit. I know a couple motherfuckers that took my advice and ran with it, literally. And, you know, we chop it up from time to time. You feel me? Smoke, break bread. You know what I'm saying? It's all the nature of the circle. It's all the nature of the circle. That's all it is. You feel me? That's all I'm here for, is to help. Trying to build something. To see how long, like, you know what I'm saying? To make sure the shit lasts the way it's supposed to. You know? That's it and that's all, man. That's it and that's all. Certain people gonna tell you that you worry about the wrong shit. But what if it's not worrying? What if it's not worrying? It's not worrying. They put the word worrying in place of the word. Speculate. It's okay to speculate. Worrying. It's not speculating. It could be somewhat a cousin of speculating, but it ain't speculating. And neither is speculating. Speculating is not worrying. Figuring it out in a timely fashion is not worrying. Speculating and getting the right key points before you decide to make it noticeable, to make a asterisk. You know, it just varies. So when you find yourself in that kind of position, you know which one to do. people ain't going to admit to it, but I am, you feel me? For the people that check my shit, y'all gonna get the real. And y'all keep this to yourself. But don't it feel like sometimes, not saying your life ain't dope or nothing like that, let's just say, don't it seem like sometimes we just wonder about how other people are living and how what drives them to be adventurous? And how can you be as adventurous as them? But you know, they might do something. They might eat a piece of gum the way you like it. They might pull out their cell phone the way you like it. You might find that to be the coolest shit in the world. You know, speculate. That's all I'm saying, speculate. You know, and so with that, you feel me? You just built your own recipe for success. After that, I'm rolling up this, rolling up the rest of these doobies I had. I got at least an eighth of doobies. Ain't nothing wrong with it. It's your weed. It's your dope smoke. Save your weed. The motherfuckers that just be tossing that shit. You know, loser. Me. You feel me? It is what it is. The year of the donut. I be just sitting back thinking like, what's the next step to upgrade myself? What is the next step? What my mind really saying, what everybody mind, how can I make the next step fun? Well, the fun is in the process. If you're not in the process, if you're not into the processing, maybe you should start. Once you get it done, you can just sit back, relax, unwind, and think about and recap the process. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to appreciate it. Go ahead, be that good kid behind your evil friend's back. Feel good for once. You know? California is the shit. Oakland is the shit. And the biggest part on that, this shit looks staged. Yeah, we covering a whole bunch of shit. Oakland, California, the shit looks staged. How is it piles and piles of clothes in one area? Piles and piles of clothes in one area. And all these homeless homeless trappings. People is not from the Bay Area moving here. For free assistance. These are not people from their houses moving to the streets. Some of them, not majority. Oakland turned to a wasteland, and me stacking my money, getting my money right to move to the Bay. Not these days. It's nothing there. I can't go reminisce and go get an In-N-Out burger. That's gone. I can't go to Denny's to reminisce because Denny's is gone. Walmart gone over there. East Mount Mall been gone. Bayfair gone. Huh. San Francisco shopping district is gone. It's better in the valley. They got shit looking unitized. They're trying to turn Oakland into a commercial district. And it went to shit because of COVID. With this shit because of COVID. And that's what happened. 11 months, 11 minutes in, and I'm already faded. But what I would say though, shout out to Gallo family. I'm more of a wine person. These particular days, months, weeks. I might go back to the brown. I might go to tequila. Don't know. It varies on the weather. But you know I'm a smoker though. It's just, you know, growing up with y'all, you feel me? So a little wine is fine. You feel me? New business endeavors, new shit going on, new cribs, new shit going on. So celebrating. Shout out to everybody that celebrate with me that know. You feel me? Got one that's down for me. So you know. She even taught me how to give myself grace. I hear it all the time, heard it ever since I was a child, but she put it in context to give myself grace, to calm my anxiety and shit like that. So shout out to her. She know who she is. You feel me? Yeah, though. Just focusing on upgrading your life. In all aspects, it's gonna feel good every time. And don't say I didn't warn you, it's gonna be barriers from people having disagreements, aka haters, naysayers, and all that shit. That's just to test you to see if you really want it, type shit. It's fucked up that we gotta go to like a emotional lashing to get shit so we can be sterile. To have these things, sterling firm to have these things. Because in your mind, you don't picture somebody with a wimpy ass hand holding a stack of cash. You picture somebody that's been in physical training type shit. You feel me? You know, it's all about physical appearance as well. You're like a lazy slob. They gonna be like questioning how the hell you get it. Just how that shit is. You know, it could be on some it could just be on some, you know. Because anybody can be intrigued by anybody. They can, you can be a 1 foot, one tall person. If you got a lot of knowledge, you got a lot of charisma and shit like that, you can move shit. That's the secret. That's the most precious gem I can give y'all. Just to be yourself at your best abilities. Show your talents. And be you. You're going to be surprised, buddy. Female. Not just for the niggas. This podcast ain't just for the niggas. It's most definitely not just for the niggas, for the chicks, the females, the bitch ass. It's for all y'all, all you wonderful ladies out there. It's for y'all. You feel me? Take the game. Flip it how y'all flip it. You feel me? Put it into y'all recipe. I'm just giving y'all the sauce. Y'all throw that shit on or whatever, y'all. Y'all salad. Y'all poultry, y'all fucking meat, y'all fucking steak, your pork, your goat, your chicken, your shrimp. Pour the sauce on it, you feel me? Don't just drink it whole. Mix it with your shit. The year of the donut, I'm telling you. Ooh, I'm faded. I just drunk this shit like it was some Gatorade. Took a swig like it was some Gatorade. I'm feeling this too. Something in the afternoon, I can't be faded like this. But, got this Doobie Blunt. This shit hitting like premium caviar blunt. I'm going to order some tree today. And, focus on my pay. Focus on pay. Handle biz, you feel me? Gotta give myself a pat on the back, even though there's more to be done, for sure, for shit sure. But in the time to give myself grace as I do this podcast, I wanna give myself some grace. As y'all should give yourself some grace as y'all go to adversities and y'all go to the new chapters of your life and we all go through a upgrade. You know what I'm saying? Give yourself some grace. Know that you're doing your shit and you're going to complete it. Simple as that. Because I see a lot of motherfuckers out here they just want to get it fast. Because they want to get back to their partners that don't got shit going on so they can just sit up there and twist their hair and twiddle their fingers and wonder how the fuck to get some bread around each other versus, you know, building that skill to get the fuck away from one another so y'all can build a skill. And then come back to the table. When it's time, you feel me, put your shit together, be like, boom, I got the bread to do this, you got, whoa, whoa, whoa. Then, damn, then bam. And that shit should be lovely right there. Right? But it don't happen always like that. So I'm just giving y'all the game. You feel me? Although y'all want to sit around your partners, your homegirls and shit all day. Go get that money. Then with money, it comes with options. Then with options, you can set yourself up how you want it to be. You feel me? If you want to have a happy time, you can have happy time. If you want to have time to go out with your girls or your partners, you have time. You feel me? Just get to it. You feel me? Do the shit that you love before you had to grow up. You know what I'm saying? Remember the last time that you was just, you could daydream all day and you can feel like you can just be whoever you want to be and you just can be, use your imagination. Get back to that. Use that into your life right now. That's an intricate part of the sauce. That's ingredients within the sauce right there. You feel me? I think your boy might need some water real quick. Yes, indeed. I need some water. I'm going to give y'all 10 more minutes. Yeah, because I hit this blunt, hit that wine. I feel real lovely. I got finished packing. That's what I was doing before I hit y'all up. Clear out this house little bit by little bit. A lot of memories. Too many memories. Overwhelming memories. To anybody that can relate to that. Yep. But we about to, I'll get back to y'all on another episode of Sauce Talk Podcast. Yeah.